Well, thank you for joining me. Let's pray the chaplet, all right? Let's pray. Let's invoke God's mercy. Let's stand on those great promises that he gave to St. Faustina. Let's pray for you, for your personal needs and struggles and the things you're begging God for right now. Our spiritual family is gathering around the country and around the world, and we're praying for each other. And I know this prayer reaches the throne of God. Mercy is God's greatest attribute. He told St. Faustina, no mind, be it human or angelic, will ever be able to fathom the depths of his mercy, not through all eternity. Angels say it's the astonishment of the, you know, Faustina wrote, it's the astonishment of the angels and the wonder of the saints. It's just, it's what we're about to tap into. So join me, okay? The number, if you're new, 888-914-9149. I'm praying today with Chris Flood, my colleague in Green Bay. And Chris, thank you for joining me. Any intention you want to lift up as we start the chaplet this afternoon?
Yes, Drew, I would like to pray for my older brother, Paul. He's in the hospital with several health issues, and he's much improved today as compared to when he was found unresponsive yesterday. But we're praying for a complete healing for him.
All right, we'll certainly lift him up. I want to pray for my producer, Tom, and his daughter, Regina, who's battling cancer right now, and for everyone who has that cross. It is, it just ripples out through the entire family. It just, it's a struggle for everyone involved. But we'll ask God for healing today in a miraculous way. And Maggie, I know that we've had a colleague that reached out asking for prayer as well here, and we'll bring that to our spiritual family as well.
Oh, yeah. So we've got an email earlier today from Jennifer. She passed along a note. Do you remember last week we prayed for someone named Emily in Wisconsin? She said her dad was in hospice. He was close to the end of his life, and he was refusing to see a priest. He had, hadn't been in church for a really long time. So we got an update today, and I thought this was awesome. Right. It says, thank you so much for passing those prayers through. My dad had a vision of someone at his side last night. He refused my request still to see a priest, but like Drew said, I think of Pranzini. When I heard about this mysterious visitor that shocked my dad at 2 a.m., I showed him the image of divine mercy and asked my dad if the man looked like that. He said, just like that, but a little older.
My gosh.
The image in the picture was too young, he said. So interesting. Not sure what he saw, but he definitely had an otherworldly experience. And she said, I then shared with him about divine mercy. She says, Dad did say the visitor had a beard and long hair that went to the shoulders, and he stood and looked at him intensely. She said, it still amazes me that my dad said that he had this vision the day after we prayed for him. She says, was it Jesus? Was it Saint Joseph? I don't know, but he's had this amazing encounter right before his death.
How beautiful.
Isn't
that
amazing?
It was our Lord. I mean, we invoked his mercy. I have no doubt our Lord came as a merciful savior to that soul. God loves us so much. He loves us beyond our human comprehension. You know, it's just, he's always reaching out to us. He wants us to be in union with him. That's what life is all about. It's part of the great test. And Maggie, I'm so glad that she wrote and shared that. I love that. I received an email not too long ago from a person who said a few days ago I had asked that you pray for my son. He was having a serious drug and legal issue, and those are tough. He says, you were kind enough to mention it at the beginning of the chapel. I just want to let you know that a couple days later, he asked for help on his own. He is now going into rehab, and I just want to thank you and all of the Relevant Radio family. Will you ask everyone to please to continue to pray for his recovery and the resolution of all these legal issues? And she ends up by saying, God is merciful. Amen. 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 I believe that, and that'll be my last, those will be the last words I speak, I hope, when I draw my dying breath. Let's pray for you now. I know you have your own crosses, your own impossible situations. Let's ask God for the grace to carry our cross, to submit to his will if he wants us to bear this a little bit longer. And don't waste it either. I should talk a little bit later, or in the day, later this week, about the value of suffering and how important it is for us to use it, because it's powerful. It's in some respects a gift. I know it's hard to get your head around. But let's also ask God for the healing that takes place all the time, the miracles that happen all the time, those impossible situations that are remedied all of the time. So we'll pray as a family, as we do, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
You expire, Jesus. But the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he shall come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. I'll try to get as many calls as I can in today. We'll go to Carol first, though. She's in Des Moines, Iowa, praying with us. Good afternoon, Carol.
Hi, Drew. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I'm calling about my granddaughter, Ramona. She is going to have a surgery tomorrow. She's 3 years old. And it sounds superficial to remove a birthmark, but it's a very complex surgery. So just praying for success for that.
You know, I love it. I mean, no prayer to me is too small. And honestly, any surgery, anything is. I remember my wife and I. My daughter was having problems. She had to have her tonsils removed, and it's a very simple procedure, right? How many people have their tonsils removed? I was a nervous wreck. I was never so upset. It was crazy. So I understand what you're going through, and she's only 3 years old. We'll pray for her right now for complete recovery, and that our Lord will be the hands of those surgeons. And you know, God's given us medicine. He's given us surgery. He's given us technology, the fruit of our intellect, and Lord, I just thank you for that. We ask we continue to advance, that you continue to bless us in these areas. I pray for Carol. We pray for her granddaughter. We pray for the surgeons and all those who will be involved. I pray for all those facing surgery, large and small. I've got a friend who's facing some heart surgery coming up. I want to bring him to you too, Lord. I ask for real healing for him and prompt recovery if he has to go through this surgery. And for all those now united to me who have these health problems and these pains and these aches and these debilitating diseases, I ask you, Master, to touch and to heal. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
An atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Jim is praying in St. Cloud, Minnesota. Hi, Jim.
Hey, Drew. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Yeah, I've called before and still with my son with his anxiety. And it seems like it's getting worse. Like he'll have a good week, and then he'll have a week where he'll throw up 2 or 3 times a day for 3 to 4 days in a row.
Wow.
We as his family are just really trying to figure out what we can do to help him. And he's a little bit resistant and trying to, you know, get to the doc too a little bit. And when he goes, he hasn't been getting the help that he needs. And so with his sleeplessness and It's gotten to be really, really, really challenging. We as his family and mom and dad, we're just kind of at our wits' ends. I know we need a trust, but yep, boy, we just need a miracle here and a breakthrough.
Believe me, I know somebody very close to me that struggles with anxiety and how real that problem is. And you are getting him the help that he needs, getting the counseling or the medication, or you're getting professional help for him, right?
We are. Well, you know, and it just seems like it's not working. It's still not working. It's just like they can't figure out exactly what it is.
Jim, it's a mystery, isn't it? It is. Yeah. It's a mystery. And your son is probably a young adult now, I'm assuming, so he can make these decisions.
Yes, he is, and he has two kids, and he was only going to work. He was only able to go to work 2 days last week, half days.
That's tough. And you know, he's an adult, so it's so hard for you as a parent to say, no, you have to do this.
Correct.
You know, I share your pain. I understand what you're going through as a parent. Let's pray right now for him, okay? And that's all we can do. I mean, honestly, if you're getting him the help, you're doing everything you've got to do. We have to, as you said, we've got to trust that the Lord will take care of this. But, man, it's hard on a marriage. It's hard for the family and the kids. It's hard for the job. Lord, I don't have an answer. The only answer I have is you. And I turn to you now, and I just ask on behalf of Jim and every parent, every sibling, every friend, everyone that has somebody that they know or love that is struggling with this pandemic. It is a pandemic, not even an epidemic. It is worldwide. It seems that anxiety has reached levels never before seen. And I don't know the cause of it, but Lord, I ask whatever wound there is, be it in the psyche, the soul, wherever it may lie, whatever's causing this anxiety, that you go in and you heal. That you heal that, Lord. Those deep, deep wounds, wherever they are, that are causing this dysfunction. And I ask for total restoration for this young man and for those that we now pray for as well. That you bring them to complete healing. And I know so many people struggle with anxiety. So many struggle with depression. These two things are of epidemic proportions today. And I just... Lord, I give you these souls. I don't have the words for it other than to immerse them in the ocean of your mercy. And that's what we do. We bring them to the foot of the cross. We ask that you cover them in your precious blood. And from this day forward, give the parents and the loved ones the direction that they need, the wisdom that they need, and allow those who are afflicted to take the proper steps to find the healing that they need. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
An atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
And look, if you have a need and you can't get through on the phone lines, I want you to write to us here. You can put your intention on Twitter at Drew Mariani Show, and that's the show account. Maggie monitors that and puts a lot of the information from the show up there, at Drew Mariani Show. Put your petitions there. We'll pray for you. If you want to follow me personally, it's at Drew Mariani. That's my Twitter handle. I'm not that active on it, but there's occasions I pop on it, and I'd love to see you there. You can also email us, drew@relevantradio.com. But we want to pray for you, and we are one family. I really mean that, and I'm so grateful that we can all pray for each other. And Maggie, I know so many people are now beginning to use our Twitter account to get their intentions in. What are we being asked to pray for today?
Yeah, Tanya wrote to us. She said, pray for my children. My two older sons struggle with the faith. My oldest has stomach pain, GI issues, and anxiety, as you were just talking about. For my next two boys and their life journey, and my daughters, there's two of them, that they may be blessed as well. Elle wrote to us and said, I'd like for my son to find a good friend in college. Tanya wrote to us, she said, please pray for my dad, who's in the hospital with several health issues. Pray for complete healing for him, and also for a financial miracle for my family. And then we had one more. Bernadette's asking for a successful reunification with Joseph. And I just want to mention that I have gotten a lot of tweets within the last week or so about marriage and families and relationships. So I just want to lift that up.
Yeah, that's an important intention. And Lord, we just, Satan's the enemy of the family. He's the enemy of marriage. He's the enemy of life. I ask for angels, the infinite number, Lord, that the multitudes you've created, send them around these households, these relationships, these couples, these individuals who are in need of it, especially those who are under spiritual attack now. And I pray for marriage in particular, that those who are in good marriages, that the love between those couples deepen, that the bond of marriage grow stronger. For those where there's infidelity or abuse or mistrust or just weakness, Lord, I ask sickness. I ask for the healing of those relationships. I remove whatever's causing that and bring healing to them. And I believe this is a prayer you hear. I know it's a prayer that you answer. I know this is according to your will, and I'm thankful for that. I lift up all those intentions that have come in on Twitter, all those who've been personally written to the show here as well. And we read them all. We don't always respond to them all, but we read them all, and we pray for them all. Now, let me grab Gina. She's on our third decade as well. We'll bring her into this intention. Hi, Gina. Good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. Hi, Chris. How are you? Thank you so much for taking my call. I'd like to pray for my father-in-law, who's been in the hospital since August. It's been a rough road for him, and I'd like him to be healed soon so that he can finally come home and be with his family again. Also, I'm 41, and I have a seven-month-old who's my only child, and I'd like to conceive again soon so that he could have a sibling.
That'd be great. That's awesome. Well, we'll pray for you, Gina. I mean, don't lose hope. My mother, I think she was 45 when she had my brother. It was very late in life. It came as a big, big surprise. And I'll tell you, that baby was the apple of my father and my mother's eye. They loved him. And I'll pray for you right now. And Lord, I pray for her father-in-law and all those who are in the hospital, all those who are battling with health, all those that need healing. I just give you the aches, the pains, the maladies that afflict so many. But I do pray for the gift of life. I think a sibling would be a wonderful answer to prayer. So I ask that you bless Gina so Gina can call back and say, guess what? That prayer was answered. And Lord, I thank you for that in advance. I thank you for that prayer. I pray for all those struggling with fertility, those who want to adopt, or those who are having problems in the womb right now. And I pray in particular for those mothers who have been given the gift of life and are contemplating ending it. They don't see any other options. And I just ask for your mercy on those souls and the mercy on any woman, any man that might have made that mistake. We ask for your healing and your mercy as we pray. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
An atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, we'll go to Green Bay, Wisconsin, the frozen tundra. Al's praying with us there. Hi, Al. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew.
Hey.
We have a problem with our daughter-in-law, Drew, and it was a falling out around Thanksgiving, and it got so bad that the family members don't even want to do with her, and she would like to have something to do with us after we're all gone. And they said, this is just crazy, she needs help. And I turned to the Lord. We say the rosary. Matter of fact, tonight I'll be with Father Rocky again, and this is crazy.
Well, you're doing the right thing. Again, Al, as we said today, it's kind of providential you called. Satan loves to divide, doesn't he? Loves to divide the family, your daughter-in-law. Gosh, that's a tough situation. It really is. But, you know, I believe what the Lord promised, you know, that what we ask, will be granted if we pray with deep trust and if it's according to His will. And I don't think the Lord wants families divided. I don't. I think He wants those wounds healed. If you can do anything on your part, your wife or your son, to help remedy that situation, I would do it. And we'll pray right now for the vanquishing of whatever spirit of division, misunderstanding there might be. And we'll just pray for healing in relationships right now. And Lord, I do pray for this relationship between in-laws and son and daughter-in-laws, between parents and children, between colleagues, between friends. And Lord, I just ask that you build those bridges, you heal those wounds, and you allow new beginnings. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
An atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, so we'll go to Desiree next. Listen in San Leandro. Can't get it out. California. Good to have her with us today. Hi, Desiree.
Hi. Hi, Father. Hi, Drew. I'm asking for prayers for healing and peace. I found a lump on my left breast last week, and I'm pending for a mammogram and ultrasound this coming Thursday. Okay. So I'm just also praying just to reduce my anxiety and that the lump that I have on my breast is nothing serious. And I pray for all those who are also waiting for any tests and just for healing and peace.
Well, I'm glad you got through, Desiree. We're going to pray for you now, all right? We're going to pray for good test results, and I want you to be at peace. I want you to trust. You know, I think it's Isaiah 41 where the Lord says, "Fear not, I'm with you. Be not dismayed. I'm your God. I'll strengthen you. I'll help you. I'll uphold you." So really stand on that scripture and put your trust in the hand of the Lord, and know the Lord will never give you a cross too heavy to carry. So we'll get you through this one. We're going to pray right now so that when those results come back, you can give us a call and you can write to us and say, hey, great news. All right. So we'll lift you up. Let me take Christian too on this final decade as well. He's listening in Dover, New Hampshire. Hi, Christian.
Hey, Drew.
Hi, Christian. Go right ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
I just wanted to pray for a former classmate of mine. I felt like the Lord was calling me to pray for him today.
Great.
He's been out of school for the past 3 weeks, and I think his parents had a divorce and he had to move, and so his life is kind of just all, you know, thrown around. So I just want to pray for him today.
Well, thank you for doing that, Christian. I want to pray for you. All right, I'll lift you up. I think it's a very charitable thing that you're doing here, and I just pray for your former classmate. When the Holy Spirit puts something on your heart like that, respond to it. And that's quite often how the Lord works, and he's not only getting your prayers, but he's going to get our whole spiritual family here as well. Let me get one final call in here, and then we'll conclude. Rose is praying in Central Valley of California. Hi, Rose. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for taking my call. So I'm asking for prayers for a court date that's coming up for one of my children, that the Lord would be merciful to my child and lead him in the path that he has for him. And for all the children of divorced parents, for their healing, including my own, spiritually, mentally, physically, psychologically, and for opportunities of employment for them and for me, generous income and housing. And for two friends that I have who are battling with cancer, I pray that the Lord would eradicate the cancer and give them complete healing from it. And anything going on in my mind, feel some pains on my left upper side of my ear. So I entrust all this to our Lord's merciful
Amen. Heart. Rose, get to the doctor. You feel that pain, especially in your head, make sure you get that checked out. But let's pray right now because we only have a moment left. And I want to lift up your intentions. Everyone who's now holding with me on the phones, everyone who's united with me in prayer, everyone who's written. And Heavenly Father, we just come to you and we just ask for your mercy. Read our hearts. Give us the grace to trust, to carry our cross, to see the fruit of these prayers. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
An atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, please look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady Queen of Heaven,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint Faustina,
pray for us.
Saint John Paul II,
pray for us.
Saint Peregrine,
pray for us.
Saint Jose Maria Escriva,
pray for us.
St. Patrick,
pray for us.
Blessed Michael Sopotchko,
pray for us.
And all you angels and saints,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Tweet us your prayer intention anytime on Twitter at Drew Mariani Show.
Hey, today we'd like to thank Mary, who's listening in Minnesota, for donating her Honda. And you can join thousands of other listeners in donating old vehicles by visiting relevantradio.com/car.
Now we are not afraid, although we know there's much to fear. We were moving mountains long before we knew we could.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Well, thanks for joining me. It's always good to take a look at life through the eyes of faith with you. And if you enjoy the broadcast, please tell others about it. And I would really ask you to do me a favor and tell others about the chaplain. I think it's such a blessing for you, for me, for our prayer family here, for our country. God's heart is so deeply moved by what we have just done and what we'll continue to do in the days ahead. Yeah, I take a look at what's unfolding, and if you missed the conversation, I was sharing a little bit earlier that there is a gathering of witches in Moscow, and they are supporting the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, in his war on Ukraine. And the rituals they're doing, they're rooted in the occult, and they're not calling upon God. They're calling upon dark spirits. And the reality here is, there's a spiritual consequence for that. I mean, we're seeing war crimes perpetrated. We're seeing a spirit of war, spirit of division. We're seeing loss of innocent life. And these witches are, you know, coming up with these incantations. They're dressing in their occult garb, and they are cursing enemies of Russia and Vladimir Putin. I just sat back and I thought about that because I had come across another article. And I want to be careful about how I approach this stuff because, you know, I don't want to see Satan under every rock. I don't. But at the same time, I think when you see this type of evil, you have to wonder what the root of it is. The Venerable Fulton Sheen had a great quote. Just saw it today. And let me share with you what this future saint had to say. He's now his cause for beatification. The miracle's been approved. They're just waiting to beatify him. Listen to what he says here. He says, unless souls are saved, nothing is saved. There could be no world peace unless there is soul peace. World wars are only projections of the conflict waged inside the soul of man and woman, for nothing happens in the external world that has not happened first within the soul. Excuse me. I think that's profound. I think it's wise. I think there's a lot of wisdom in that. Unless souls are saved, nothing is saved. There can be no world peace unless there is soul peace. You know, I was sharing the story with my producer, Tom, this morning about a situation I shared with you in the past where St. Faustina was being attacked by a series of these ravenous dogs, and they were going to tear her to pieces, black, you know, menacing animals. And she knew that they were demons. And she was in this exchange with these demons. They were furious because these demons had worked for years in an effort to capture these souls at the hour of their death. They were being whisked away by the power of the chaplet, by the power of Faustina's prayers and sacrifices. And they threatened to tear her to pieces. And she said, well, if that's God's will, then you do it 1,000 times over, right? And they had to flee. And she had said in this exchange to them, and I'm going to paraphrase because I don't know remember the exact words. She says, where do such demons arise? Or where do they reside, I think is the word she said. And they hissed back to her. They said, in the human heart. And I thought, in the human heart, what a profound thing to say. And here Sheen is saying, world wars are only projections of the conflicts waged inside the soul of men and women, for nothing happens in the external world that has not first happened within the heart, within the soul, right? That's the quote from a future saint. He's re-echoing what I shared with you last week. Remember, there's a great quote from St. James in chapter 4 of his letter. You should read it. You know, St. James says, and let me just throw this out to you, and we could talk about it too. What causes war? What causes this conflict that we're seeing around the world? What causes the war in your own life, right? In the family. I had calls during the chapel there of daughter-in-laws estranged from the family. You know, there's husband against wife and children against parent. And what causes the war within the family, within the community, within the world? Here's what St. James says. He says, what causes wars? What causes fighting among you? It's not your passions that are at war in your members. You desire and do not have, so you kill. You covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and wage war. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and you do not receive because you ask wrongly, to spend it on your passions. I thought that's so profound. Sheen, you know, the letter there from St. James, Faustina, you take a look at what's happening. Is there a spiritual underpinning to what we're seeing? I think it can be argued, yes. There is a spiritual aspect to this type of division in your life and in the world at large. There is a spiritual aspect to this war, as there is in any war. Archbishop Visvaldas Kubokas, he's the apostolic nuncio to the Ukraine. He gave an interview to Aid to the Church in Need, and he talked about the spiritual aspect very plainly. This is what made me think about this. He called it not a purely human invention. He says there's something demonic about it, as there is in all violence. And you know, don't you see this? I mean, if you ever zoom out and you just take a look at the big picture and you think, okay, there are witches cursing the enemies of Vladimir Putin, who's rolling in over a sovereign nation, blowing up maternity wards, disabled homes, killing the innocent, right? Committing war crimes. What's wrong with that picture? You see the Church of Satan, right? They are all up in arms. They want to call the murder of a child in the womb their sacrament. And it really is. It's a dark and ugly sacrament. That's no doubt about it. But they're on the side of death. What does it say about this? You know, of course, witches, Satanists, they don't hold a candle to Our Lady, do they? She told us in those famed apparitions of Fatima, she will crush his head, right? That the Immaculate Heart will triumph. In the end, we know good always conquers evil. You know, Russia might seem powerful. China might seem powerful. I'm sure the Nazis seemed all powerful at the time. You know, the fear that rises with some of this evil, it's part of the thing. It's part of the weaponry, the tools that the evil one likes to use is fear that this is too big. You'll never be able to stand against it. God always conquers evil. I want you to have peace in your heart about what's unfolding in the world. I want you to have peace in your heart about the economics. You hear all the news. You watch too much of it. It'll really depress you. I want you to have peace about the division in your family and amongst your children and amongst your coworkers and friends. You know, the solution is simple, and we just did it. We prayed. You can pray the chaplet. You can pray the rosary tonight with the Father. Spend time with the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. You know, get back to church. Get back to Mass if you've not been there. Get to the Sacrament of Reconciliation. The weapons that suggest that you are a believer, right? The weapon that suggests that you are a believer to fight this war, they're different than those of the world. You know, they're not vacuum bombs and cluster bombs and stingers and javelins. No, they're not. You know what those weapons are. Those weapons are humility, surrendering yourself totally to God. They're solidarity, they're love. Because in any case, if you're here for one another, then you're close to God. If you're faithful, He'll look after you. And you can only defeat evil in this war. You can only defeat it through prayer, through fasting, through humility, and love. And sometimes that's the hardest, isn't it? That's certainly a different strategy to fighting a war, but it's absolutely needed. I mean, that's what will bring about victory, I really believe. Not just for the Ukrainians, but for people all over the world who stand in solidarity with him. And, you know, those are also the words of the Apostolic Nuncio to the Ukraine. He says it's love, it's fasting, it's prayer, it's humility. Those are the weapons that we have to employ. And God can bring good out of anything. He can use anything to bring good. For at least one man, the war seems to be having a good impact on his soul. And when I come back, I'll share a story that His Excellency Archbishop Kulbokas shared. I think you'll appreciate this. Take your calls, too. How are you doing? Are you fearful? Are you overwhelmed? What are you doing spiritually, huh? Have you been amping up your prayer? Have you been fasting? I'd love to hear from you. We can talk about that, too. Feel free to call anytime. It's 888-914-9149. In fact, Dr. Leonard Sachs will join me a little bit later because Americans are experiencing unprecedented stress levels. That's according to a new poll. We'll look at that and more.
Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the Relevant Radio Studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/Forester.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Hey, thanks for joining me. If you're just tuning in, we're taking a look at, well, the reality of what's unfolding in our world. War, division, you know, inflation, all sorts of problems. What's the solution? What's the cause of a lot of this? I do believe it's spiritual. Bishop Sheen was very clear on it. St. James was very clear on it. Our Lady and many of her apparitions was very clear on what we need to do. That's prayer and that's penance. I'm going to repeat this theme over and over again because I need to hear it personally. I need to do more penance. I need to pray even more. But it's what will bring about an end. There was a reported vision in a place where apparitions are supposedly taking place today, Daily Places. The Virgin Mary appeared to the seers there and kept her arms outstretched and prayed for a very long time for peace. The message was that we do the same thing. I'm going to go to the phones, grab a couple of your calls. I only have a few moments, so I'd love to talk with you. we come back. So if you're there, I'll grab your calls. But I was sharing a little bit about what the papal nuncio to Ukraine was saying. And Archbishop Kobokas, he shared this story. Let me share this with you quickly, if I could, about how God can bring good out of any situation. I know that your own personal diagnosis, your own finances, you know, the threat of your job and the economy and even the war and what the future may hold, the uncertainty of it, you wonder how God's going to bring good out of that. He shared this story. He says, I'd like to share a story that I was told just a few hours ago, one of many in Kyiv. He says, this person had a vision in a dream, and he was searching for his family in a city that had been destroyed. And Jesus came to him, and he asked Jesus for help. But from the cross, Jesus replied, you can't have both. You can't crucify me and ask me for help at the same time. You need to choose one or the other. When he woke up after the vision, he told everyone that he decided to change his life and to live a life with God. And the Archbishop, as he shared that story, he says, this touches me. He says, it touches really everybody. These dramatic moments during the war, they push us to, as we hear from the, you know, the book of Isaiah, to look at God with new eyes, with eyes of trust and humility and conversion. That's our call, right? We could talk news and issues and finance. We could do these things all day long. But fundamentally, you and I are chosen to live at this moment in time. And you can have more impact on the world spiritually with your prayers, with your fasting, with your trust, with your humility, with your personal conversion, that relationship with God, than anything else. And that's a message we all need to hear. It's a message we all need to work on this land. You know, because there, look, the bottom line is I agree with His Excellency. I agree with the Archbishop. There is a spiritual aspect to the war. You know, you're going to hear more about those happenings. Another Archbishop reported people coming to him. And there have been many of these reports. I'll dive into it maybe in greater detail in the future. Reports of luminous angels are showing up all over the country of Ukraine during this conflict. There are luminous crosses being seen in the sky. There's actually a mosaic of Our Lady in the Orthodox Cathedral of St. Sophia in Kyiv. And legend has it that if the mosaic stays intact, Russia will stay free. And there's also an icon of Mary in the town of Zarvanstia. I can never really say the word, but it's supposedly of miraculous origins as well. And it's been given crowns by two different popes, Pius the Ninth, who is the pope who, when the seers in La Salette were given secrets about the future, and people asked, what's the secret? What's the secret? The Pope would respond to them, you want to know what the secret of La Salette is? Unless you do penance, you will perish. So he gave a crown to this image. So did Pope Francis. So it's remained a sign for the people of God keeping his hand on them and helping them in these times of need. God's in control. I just want you to know that God is in control. Our Lady is very close to the people of Ukraine. So I would encourage you to not only pray the chapel with me every day, pray the rosary with Father Rocky at night, and spend time with our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. Again, I want to make this invitation to you. If you've fallen out of the habit of going to church, going to Mass, spending time with Him, do that. Get to confession. It'll be the greatest thing you've done today. It'll be the greatest thing you've done this week if you've not been there in a long time. It will heal you. It'll clear your mind. It'll clarify your spiritual landscape. And then receive our Lord and get the graces, the superabundance of grace that He wants to give to you. Let me take a few calls if you want to join us. 888-914-9149. William is listening in Lexington, Kentucky. Hi, William. Good afternoon.
Hey, Drew. Thank you for taking my call. How are you?
I'm well. I'm doing great. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you. I just wanted to share that recently I started reading The Secret of the Rosary by St. Louis de Montfort. It had been on my bookshelf for years. But
that's a great book.
Never cracked it. Yeah, it's amazing. I think I'm on the 14th or 15th rows, just read through the Our Father part and now focusing on the Hail Mary. But I never realized that a full rosary is indeed 15 decades, joyful, sorrowful, and glorious in that order to really meditate on the, you know, the incarnation, the passion, and the resurrection. And that's totally changed my spiritual life, enriched it, you know, very much so. And I would just encourage those that, you know, whether you never pray the rosary or maybe if you do one decade, or if you are, you know, a devotee of Our Lady, you know, increase that devotion if you can and have time. You know, God wants us to consecrate ourselves to her and to Saint Joseph.
Yeah.
And, you know, we need it more than ever. But it's another thing I wanted to point out, too, is it really made me more fully aware of the mortal sins in my past, and how important those are, and how, you know, that type of penitential prayer and continual confession and mass can, you know, and receiving the Eucharist, of course, can, you know, cover for a multitude of sins. So, you know, just encourage those that continue to do penance and really, you know, reflect and have sorrow for what we've done wrong against our Lord and the body of Christ.
Well, first of all, I'm really glad you called, and I'll tell you why, because that is a powerful book, Secret of the Rosary, written by one of the great saints who promoted Marian consecration and devotion, called Secrets of the Rosary. Who publishes that? Is that Tan Publishing? Who's the? It's an old book now.
That's
it's been around
question.
For a while. Well, if you find it, let us know before the show. We'll let people know. I'm sure people are going to be curious. But you can do a search. Just search for Secrets of the Rosary. Lots of great stories in there about the power of the rosary. And, of course, I'll recommend something rosary-related. There is a if you struggle praying the rosary, you think, oh, my gosh, it's such a long prayer. It's so rote, or it's too boring. There is a book out there called the Scriptural Rosary. And this is such a great way to pray the rosary. You can pray those three mysteries. Of course, as you know, the Luminous Mysteries were added by Pope St. John Paul the Great now. He added the Luminous Mysteries. So you know, you got your 15 decades. They've now been amplified to 20. And those Luminous Rosaries seem like they've always belonged. And I should talk about them because there was another great saint who promoted some of those mysteries before they were ever formalized. But William, thank you for the call. Thanks for suggesting that. I know you're going to impact a lot of lives as a result of that. Great book. God bless you. That's Secret of the Rosary, Louis de Montfort. Of course, as I said, you can always join Father Rocky for the rosary too. Carol is listening in Lannan, Wisconsin. Hi, Carol.
Yes. Hi, how are you?
I'm great. I'm well, thanks.
I just wanted to tell you that during Lent, I decided that I'm going to say your Divine Mercy Chaplet because I'm still working while you say it on the radio. But I'm saying it for my sister Beth, who really needs an intercession.
So what's her intention? We'll put that on everyone's radar. Carol, are you with us? I guess
did you say, I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying, what's her intention? We'll put that on everyone's radar for prayer.
My sister Beth has fallen away, and she's in a very bad place. So my chaplet is for her always.
Well, you know what? You pray that all through Lent, and then Divine Mercy Sunday comes. It's the first Sunday after Easter. You bring her to the Lord on that day, she's going to be converted. I'm telling you right now, Carol, I believe that. You pray this all through your Lent and Easter, and you, on Divine Mercy Sunday, you bring her to the Lord, because he said on that day, the floodgates of God's mercy are open. And one of the great promises of the chaplet, and I say it a million times, he promised that anything we ask in virtue of his passion would be granted to us if it's according to his will. Does the Lord want our sisters, our brothers, our sons, our daughters, our spouses in union with him? They've fallen away from the faith. They're in bad relationships. They're living immoral lives. They might be doing things that they shouldn't be doing. Prayer is more powerful than whatever their situation is, whatever the addiction might be, whatever their lifestyle might be. God's grace can pierce the heart, and it can bring complete conversion. And I guarantee you the Lord will do that. So, Carol, I'll be praying for your sister. I promise you that, and I know that a lot of listeners will be as well. Let's pray for our own conversions. Let's pray for each other's conversion. And that's such a great Lenten resolution. Every afternoon, 3 Central, join me for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy and tell others about it. It's a beautiful prayer. It's a place where miracles happen. All right, I'll take a short pause. When we come back, anxiety is a crisis, right? Let me share with you a new poll that is just staggering.